Hi, this is Angie.
And this is Celeste.
And this is Double Brain Think Tank. Woo! Happy Hallows Eve, or happy, almost Hallows Eve.
Happy almost Hallows Eve, everybody.
Yeah, it's an exciting time of the year.
We've got some good costumes going. I'm going as a snail.
I have two different costumes. One is Victor from The Corpse Bride, the other is Ash Williams from Evil Dead.
Very nice. I also have a second costume, actually. I'm gay son, and my friend is going to be thought daughter. It's like that Twitter question people ask over and over, where it's like, would you rather have a gay son or a thought daughter? Like, those are the two most horrible options you could think of. And, you know, like, we need to revisit this question over and over again, because, you know, there's so much to be said, really.
Agreed, agreed.
You know, there's never enough discussion about that.
I did stand up for the first time. It went pretty well. You know, it was well received. Only thing is, some people were just so unfunny that I was like, fuck, like, I feel like I should go somewhere else next time, because really, there's only one other guy who got laughs, and he was like, he was actually funny, but like, he ended up just being like really gross with his descriptions of stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, the story he was telling was definitely not real, but maybe it was, but it just sounded fake.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like comedians definitely at least exaggerate things to a degree, which is kind of their job. But, you know, if it's so unrealistic that it's like, bro, you did not go to space or something, like,
he was just like, oh, I had a threesome with an old couple because I'm ugly or whatever. And I'm like, dude,
I mean, that's probably true.
He's like,
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, but he was like, you know, like, I don't even know what he was saying. He was like, I was like, Ricky mantling it or whatever, because he couldn't stay hard or something.
Jesus Christ.
And then you're just going into such detail that I started like not really enjoying it, because like, this is actually like kind of disgusting. Like, it's not really funny anymore. You're just scrying.
Yeah, this is grimy.
Yeah, just like
take a shower after the show.
I feel like not even a 12-year-old would laugh at this, because they'd be like, hey, this is a little too strange.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Oh, you like that sticking?
Oh, yeah. Eating the mouse, very nice.
No, it's a cat.
A cat eating the cat, very nice. Yeah, and I gave Angie my little part of my Seinfeld Lego set, so that she would have the spirit of Jerry with her before performing. So I think it was at work at the time.
Yeah, you probably had to work. I went. It was good.
Yeah.
Excited for Hallows Eve this year, you know, hopefully.
I got two parties going on, which, you know, not to brag, you know, I got stuff going on, which is good. Actually, I got three. Damn.
I have three as well. Damn. What's your third one?
Damn! It's a work party. It doesn't really count.
Oh, okay.
But, like, my coworkers are actually really cool, so I'm chill with it.
Dad.
They're definitely the best part of this job.
We me and Celeste are getting more into video games together and such, and I'm considering, like, I guess for Rocksmith there's like a real tone cable, but I'm considering just buying it so we can play together.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't care that much. But I was thinking maybe like an Evil Dead live stream. Maybe me and my sister do an Evil Dead live stream. Let me know.
I don't know. I don't know why every time my check comes in, I'm like, this makes no sense. Like, I don't understand this. Very nice, Angie, showing me all her games.
Yeah.
Much like a kid in a candy store. I really have to see everything.
The fuck is a twin motion?
We made that for you.
It's a real-time architectural visualization trial. Unreal Engine allows you to produce images, panoramas, or standards.
That is going to be abused so horribly.
Yeah, I really, God, I can't imagine the amount of porn that's going to be made with that. Yeah, architecture, okay.
Yeah.
Architecture of the human body.
Giant anime wife.
Yeah.
Are you installing it on Epic Games?
I'm not installing it. But you can install it if you want to.
What's loading on there?
Oh, it's a Fall Guys update.
Oh,
you know, with Hallow's Eve, I'm sure you have a lot of costumes.
You're running two updates at the same time. You're fucking crazy for that.
Oh, I could just turn this off. It's not that big of a deal. Oh, okay, never mind, I can't.
I mean, just go in Task Manager, figure it out. Anyway, enough about the technical stuff. Lately I've been going for a lot of walks, which is good. You know.
I had some job interviews, they were alright.
Yeah. Anything cool happen?
Not really, no.
Wow. You know, this is the kind of shit that, you know, on the cutting floor, this is getting in, you know.
Yeah.
This is staying.
Well, we don't edit that.
We don't edit
We don't
shit.
Really edit,
yeah.
edit things out of this, so.
Yeah.
You're sucking whatever come out of these jeans, quite
yeah,
clearly.
I mean, you have no choice if you're continuing to listen.
Yeah, this is on you for personally clicking the play button.
Clicking the play button.
Perhaps you've been done clicking.
A chicken hits the play button with, like, pecks in.
Yeah.
What?
You are now subject to our torture.
Yeah, what if there was a saw trap, but, like, the saw trap is that a chicken was in charge of, like, all the buttons, and it just, like, depends on what the chicken pecks with its mouth, like...
Yeah, and the buttons all have, like, different seeds on them.
Yeah,
so it depends what he's in the mood for.
Well, I mean, that makes me think he would just do all of them, because... I mean, if I were a chicken, I would just want all the seeds.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, but, like... It must be when he likes more, you know?
Oh.
It's, like, up to his, like...
Do you take the seeds away after he picks one?
No, like there's seeds on the buttons, but there's only one type of seed on each button.
Yeah, but if he pecks one button, eats that seed, he's gonna want another seed, so he's just gonna peck another one, and so on.
Yeah. It's basically up to his discretion which flavor he wants next.
Oh, so you're getting all these forms of torture. There's no, like, chance. Like, you are, all of these things are gonna happen, but you just don't know in what order.
Yes, and also you don't know if he's going to stop or if he's going to just keep doing the same thing.
I mean, you know, what if he is disinterested? He has, like, a texture thing.
With seeds?
Yeah.
It's a chicken.
You know,
if a chicken
he's
has a
like,
texture
oh,
thing
I don't
with
like,
seeds.
You know, it's a texture thing for me. I really can't do seeds.
A chicken?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes people say that they're like, oh, it's a texture thing. Which I respect, but what if a chicken had that going on? Yeah, I don't like that. The texture is just wrong.
I don't even know
what
to
say. Very particular chicken. I had some chicken the other night. Ugh.
Abby, I've been listening to Midnights a lot. I liked it more than I thought I was going to like it.
Yeah, Midnight Rain is dope.
I've just really been into it.
The hardest.
Last night I was listening to Bejeweled a lot.
Bejeweled. I thought that it was about the phone game, like, the first time I saw the title. I was like, why the fuck would you write a song about Bejeweled?
I watched the music video and it was okay.
I mean, I always like to see Haim. They're always silly little girls wherever they go. I'm like, oh my god, it's Haim. You know what I mean? It's like having a bad day, then it's like blushing, oh my god, it's Haim.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I see them, like in Licorice Pizza.
It makes
or, like,
me scared that them and Jack Antonoff are in the same room together, because it makes me afraid they're gonna have him produce their next album.
I mean, did he not produce, like, Summer Girl already? And, like, stuff like that? I'm pretty sure he produced something of theirs.
Let me look this up.
It's like, oh, I'm yo. I can't sing that song, actually. Copyright. Ham discography.
Ham? I said Haim. It's Haim.
Haim. I tried to say Haim, but I said it too fast. Like, do something to tell you, I think.
Alright, let's see.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, okay.
No? I don't see
it. Go down to personnel. And control F. Jack.
No,
not on that one.
Yeah, I know he didn't touch it because there's no underwater drum sound.
No,
you can tell because there's no fucking underwater drum sound.
Damn. Damn. You click on Summer Girl. I want to know who produced that.
Rich Selden, I guess. Rich Lou Reed.
Oh, I think that's, what's his name?
It must be a sample.
Yeah, it is. What's his name from, Vampire Weekend, I think? Yeah,
no,
Rossum.
No, that's not, that's, it's yeah, a different guy.
It's, no, no, it's, it's, wait, oh, it's a
different,
guy?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's okay. A different guy. It's his,
Oh, wait, go click on his stuff. Like,
oh, wait, it is him, but it's also this guy as well.
Yeah, click on Ariel. An Ariel Reichstad,
but also the Vampire Weekend guy, right?
Yeah,
but he produced the whole album.
Yeah. Oh, so this guy's from the Hippos.
No fucking way.
Yeah, if like, okay, so if me and like I would gain a ton of weight to be in that band. No,
do you think they made a big impact?
Yeah, I think they did. And I would also have corrective surgery to have, like, really strong teeth.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
That's the stuff!
I love looking at producers, like, little bios and shit, because it's always like, he went to school, the end.
Smiley like, face.
Yeah, exactly.
I want that to be my wiki.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, thank God. Like, this is all there is to know. It's not like, you know, in the summer of 94, blank discovered, you know, like the Pixies or something, and it changed his life trajectory forever. You know, clearly written by a fan who, like, watched 9 hours of interviews to find that one little piece of information on Wikipedia. It's like, man, you know, I think they're saying everything they have to say with the music. I don't think I need to hear all that other stuff going on.
Yeah. So they formed in 2007 and started being a full-time band in 2012. When are we going to be a full-time band?
I mean, when we start making some fucking money. Yeah, you know, that's all I really have to say about that.
Yeah.
Some real motherfucking money. Yeah, boy.
You know, once the podcast blows up or whatever.
Yeah, it's just gonna hit the airwaves. This is sonic waves. There's gonna be villages that are tumbled
they're
over
gonna be
by the
no, they're gonna be
vibrancy.
There are gonna be villages that haven't been contacted before, and they're just someone with, like, a giant speaker playing our podcast for them, yeah. And they don't even, it's unintelligible.
It's gonna be so loud, all their, like, huts and shit are gonna be overturned.
They're just gonna
like, hit the ground, like, all the
strong. They're gonna be like, what the
shit.
Hell is this devilish
they're gonna be
sound?
Like, oh, no, they're gonna be like, what an angelic thing from the heavens. We shall follow it and learn their language, and over time, maybe they would try to find their own shorthand for English, you know?
Yeah, and we're like, wow, we don't know what society is or whatever, but we're gonna subscribe to their Patreon,
yeah.
Because that's what you're supposed
really,
to
they
do.
They go and, like, sell a bunch of, like, bananas and shit to, like,
to get, like, $5 for
like
Patreon.
To us, yeah.
They're like, oh, thank God.
They're like the Amish where, like, they only, like, buy certain things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they all, like, put their money together and, like, buy a necessity together.
Yeah, and that necessity is our Patreon.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And you sell their bananas to get in there or whatever fruit may be in the area.
I wonder, like, if someone on Rumspringa, like, they decided to listen to a podcast, I wonder what they thought about that.
What's Rumspringa?
It's when, like,
oh, like, an Amish person does that. How would they even know what a podcast is, though?
I don't know. Someone has to introduce them.
Don't people, when they go on that, they usually just end up doing, like, hard drugs?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I feel like you would just do a bunch of hard drugs because you have no idea, like, how much
and then you think society's
worse.
Gonna be like that.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I mean, society is full of drugs. You just have to avoid them. It's like an MMORPG where you're being you have drugs thrown
you're being
at
threatened.
You constantly,
yeah.
And you just gotta swat them with your hands.
Yeah,
and
you have to
no.
have to have quick reflexes so you can move away from the needle that's jabbing in
yeah,
your direction.
You need to slap all the drugs away with your powerful arms.
I think that's what Omar thought high school was gonna be like. At least he told me something along those lines.
I think it's because someone offered him weed in, like, a Sunny D bottle, and he got, like, scarred by that for some reason.
In a Sunny D bottle?
Yeah.
Available content.
Wait, can you only run the thing, the download?
No, you can play games if you have the games.
No, but I mean, like, the Epic game thing.
Oh, you want me to exit out of that?
Yeah. Not to be a bitch, but, I think doing...
No, you were a bitch. No, just kidding.
Doing one of these at a time seems like the move. I gotta be real.
Hold on, I gotta, like, end some tasks and whatever.
Yeah, that's right. End those tasks.
I'm trying.
Hey.
I'm trying.
No rush.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you know, good shit. Walks will do a lot for you, though, I gotta say. I love a good, especially if you go alone, it's just you clear your head, you make eye contact with strangers, there's nothing better.
What are you feeling like doing after this podcast?
Working more on my eye contact, which I have been doing for a while, but I feel like going on a walk if you're okay with that.
Sure, I just need to change.
And so that next time we go to a trail, you don't get your ass beat.
A trail?
Like hiking, remember we went to that thing?
Wait, why would I get my
Hugh Lion Tower? Because it was, like, it hurt it, I think.
Oh, yeah, it did hurt it.
Yes.
I forgot you were talking about me. Yes,
no,
it did
no,
hurt
keep,
it.
Keep walking with me so that shit done hurt it.
I want this DLC.
Is there a way to get it?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, because this one's
You're
free.
Born in 73 on Steam. That's pretty cool. Yes, I made everything my real birthday now. You're not allowed to view these at the time. Oh, add to your...
You know I'm doing that 50s throwback.
I think we have to get the game
first. Oh, yeah. All right. I get it. We have to get the game first. But I got it.
Yeah.
And it's free.
I got it.
What are the other DLCs? We're looking at the quarry. I realize they can't see that.
No, they can't see shit. I bought the game because I saw that it was 20% on sale, and I was like, there's no way that this is gonna... It's not gonna get better than this. It's Halloween. It's spooky time. You know.
Are we gonna do it? Are we gonna stream this?
I actually don't know shit about this plot, so I'm actually pretty excited. It's not like Until Dawn where I had like
I know like the whole thing, but I'm not gonna spoil it.
Well, then, yeah, don't spoil it for me.
I would never. I'm not okay. Gonna do. Also, this game is kind of hard anyway, so it's kind of hard to even if I did spoil it. It would be
are there a lot of quick time events?
I feel like there are less of them, but
they're harder.
I feel like it's scarier.
Oh, okay.
It's scarier, so it's harder to make the right decision.
I see.
So a lot of events are timed, and you
I
can't
mean,
go
you know,
back.
I work in food service, so I kind of make those decisions every day, if you really think about
it. Yeah, your life is like a horror game.
Honestly, yeah, I would fucking agree with that. Like, you really don't know what people are like when they don't drink coffee. They're monsters. They really are.
Oh, really? Because I worked at a liquor store, and I can tell you what people are like when they don't drink alcohol, and they're addicted to it.
Yeah, but I feel like they're more, like, sluggish than they are, like, I'm gonna fucking murder you.
No, they're definitely like that as well.
All right. Well, you don't work at a liquor store now, so think about that. I'm still at the mines.
I'm privileged because I sit at home.
Yeah.
I'm a stay-at-home.
Every time they ask me if you still work at that place, I say yeah.
I should be like, I'm the stay-at-home twin.
Yeah.
You're the twin who works.
Yeah. No, but at the liquor store, every time they ask me if you're still working at the law place, I say yes.
It's really funny. Why?
Because I just want them to, like, you know, like, think that you, like... pursued this thing that, like, snowballed into something, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you'll obviously have a lot of success in your life, but I want them to think, like, you're gonna be a fucking judge or some shit, you know? Like,
yeah, true.
I'll be like, oh yeah, she started working actually at the state courthouse or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I'm gonna
is it Sarah?
It's Sarah and, like, one of the old dudes, I don't know his name.
Is it Jeff?
I have no fucking clue. I asked him if he was the one who liked South Park and he looked at me confused.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I don't know who it is. Because you told me one of them likes South Park.
Yeah, they do.
And I picked the wrong one, I guess, because it was, like, an older white guy.
Is his name James?
Probably, I don't know. He doesn't like South Park?
I don't know. The only one who's explicitly said they liked it was Jeff, but this doesn't matter. Also, we're, like, giving lore to people.
That's fun. Doc Slim. You know what? Come to my house. I don't give a fuck. We might hang out. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we'll hang out a little bit.
You know, I'm a pretty warm girl. Get over here. Like not physically. Like, I'm pretty cold, but, like...
All right, I'm gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, I'll welcome you with open arms.
Thank you for,
Yeah, thank you for listening.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for churning that, letting us churn out these butters of conversation for you.
Having fun, loving life, etc., etc.
Etc.
Moi.
Etc. I feel like we're in 12-ounce mouse.